University of Florida plant pathologist Megan Dewdney in this interview provides an update on citrus black spot, a relatively new Florida citrus disease apparently confined to the Southwest Florida citrus growing region. Is it still contained down in Southwest Florida?
As far as we are aware, the last I heard from DPI is that it was still within those two areas that it had been originally identified. However, the areas had expanded out of the original borders. But at this time of year, black spot is sort of in its dormant phase, and we can't see any symptoms, and so we don't really know what's happening in the field at the moment.
How much of a problem has black spot been to the Florida industry?
For those who have it, it's problematic. It's showing up in greater and greater intensity in their groves, although in the original groves it is under a little bit better control because they at least knew they needed to be treating for it. But for those who are prized when they find it the first time, it tends to get worse the second year. We will have to see how our controls in this season have been successful to find out whether we're really getting a handle on it or not.
Citrus black spot, primarily a problem for fresh fruit growers, correct?
Not necessarily. It can also cause significant yield loss, up to 80% in some reports from Brazil on late season cultivars such as Valencia.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.